Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it's Dom time. Big story, even with the pandemic. I overwhelmed yesterday. Did you see it? Of course I saw it. They caught a guy in Philadelphia cheating over 3 years. Bill McSwain, the whole thing. It's kind of like, what else is new? The media, though, what else is new? Doesn't care about it. We do, particularly when it comes to the presidential race. Joining us is someone who I have a lot to say about winning Pennsylvania, among other things. And, of course, I believe winning the national election. Joe, just have a little glitch here. You bring up the guests. Let's go to State Representative Martina White. Martina, welcome back to the show. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, Dom. Thanks for having me on.
Well, when we see this yesterday and we see the media not talk about the more widespread problem of cheating in big cities, particularly here, what's your reaction to what we now know?
Well, thank goodness the man was caught and was prosecuted, pled guilty. I think the trouble is that one vote can actually cost someone an election. And this man was adding 15% to 22% of the total votes cast in his division over the course of multiple elections. So, you know, luckily he got caught, and luckily we had a Republican city commissioner, Al Schmidt, who referred the incidents over to the U.S. Attorney's Office, because, you know, that is the role and responsibility of a city commissioner's office. They have to investigate election fraud, irregularities, violations of the PA election code. But the question becomes just how many other demuros are out there just willing to accept money to influence an election by casting votes that, and they just, those people just haven't been caught yet.
So what is it that you do now? I think you've set a goal, for example, of 150,000 votes for President Trump, which is a healthy goal for listeners in Philadelphia. If we reach that, that is tremendous. But Martina, are you making them aware, and the little bit I know, you actually have to do this, that in many polling stations in Philadelphia, for example, we don't have a Republican representative, right?
That's correct. Unfortunately, it's fortunate that it's a very large city, which means that we can have a very big impact on elections, especially ones that are nationwide. We need to make sure that, you know, our election integrity is consistent, that we can ensure that there are diligent people holding their ground at these polling stations, that, you know, they are keeping an eye on what is taking place, that there are not people like what this gentleman was doing, just going into the booth and just voting and, you know, casting votes on behalf of people who aren't actually there. And that's why, you know, we're doing our best to recruit more people through the Philly GOP. People can go on to phillygop.com and sign up to be a volunteer and help us out on Election Day. But, that's all part of it. And we have to continue to ensure there's accountability. And luckily, in this case, this man was caught. And, you know, we'll see what other people that were involved in this, what happens to them as well. I mean, it was not just that guy inside the polling booth. He was being paid by, a campaign consultant to influence an election on behalf of his candidates that were running. And that was judicial elections, state elections.
Like, sure.
They were doing it for candidates, Democrat candidates.
Now, it's outrageous,
and people should be extremely offended. does.
Martina, a parting area, too. The ballot harvesting, I hope that, and we'll give you as much vehicle, too, that the media gives you a vehicle on this, because you would think in a pandemic, we know with ballot harvesting, that's a tactic that's being used. You're putting people that are more elderly, for example, at risk with this. Is that going on here in the Philadelphia area and in Pennsylvania, ballot harvesting?
So that's a great question, Dom. And this was actually, I serve on the Appropriations Committee. It was a question that I actually asked the Department of State when they came before us. And, you know, I asked them, you know, what they felt the definition of ballot harvesting was and, like, different questions about what they were doing to prevent it from happening in Pennsylvania. And they told me that they didn't know what ballot harvesting was.
Oh.
Now, these are, So that's just one note to self. The other thing is that the Democrats actually recently filed a lawsuit it's actually an organization called Pennsylvania Alliance for Retired Americans, but they're funded by Priorities USA, the main super PAC supporting likely presidential nominee Joe Biden. So they wanted to require for prepaid postage, taxpayer dollars, for all absentee and mail-in ballots. They wanted to allow mail-in ballots to be counted if they are postmarked by Election Day and received up to 7 days after the election. And they wanted to allow ballot harvesting, which is when third parties are allowed to collect and return absentee or mail-in ballots on behalf of voters. The level of, fraud that has taken place with ballot harvesting in other states is absolutely disgraceful. But the fact that that organization and their affiliation with support for Joe Biden has really, I think, raised red alarms all over our Commonwealth. And it's my understanding that the Supreme Court, has heard that case. And I believe they were ruling in favor of our current law, which we enacted, that prevents ballot harvesting. So we specifically noted that was something that we did not want to have happen in our Commonwealth. And as legislators, we do our best to protect the integrity of our vote
exactly.
And our elections.
Well, Martina, thank you so much. Have a great holiday, and thank you on a busy day for popping in to update us. Thanks, Martina.
No problem. Thanks, Dom. Take care, you guys.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.